HBCU Sports with Trevin A. Jones on Urban Media Today Radio.
Welcome back. It was another weekend of great HBCU action on the gridiron. Number one, Grambling State improved to 8-1, beating Arkansas Pine Bluff by a score of 31-26. But the Golden Lions gave the Tigers a scare as they were actually in the game at the half.
My hat's off to Arkansas Pine Bluff, Coach Colvin and his staff. They had their players ready to play, and their players were ready and confident and ready to go. Very, very talented football team, and so talented so that it's not indicative of their record at this particular time. But just a very, very athletic football team on both sides of the football that was ready to play and came to win. And I just thought at the end of the day, there were a couple plays here and there that we were able to make that was the difference in the ball game. But a very, very, very tough opponent, and a very, very tough place to get a win.
Grambling State head coach Broderick Fobbs. Next up for Grambling State will be Alabama State, then a bye week, and then Southern in the Bayou Classic. North Carolina A&T, number two on our Black College football poll, improved to 9-0. They beat up on Norfolk State 35-7. Next up is Savannah State, then North Carolina Central in a game which will have an impact on the MEAC Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference Championship. And then Virginia State's in at number three. They're 9-0. The Trojans beat Virginia Union in the battle of the Union and the State by 1 point, 40-39. Next up for the Trojans will be Shaw, then the CIAA title game against Fayetteville State. Bowie State is in at number four. The Bulldogs are 9-1 after beating Elizabeth City State 77-21. Yes, I did say 77-21. The Bulldogs are trying to get into the NCAA Division II playoffs, and they're ranked fifth in the Super Region 2 and should get the playoff nod. Up next in our top 10, North Carolina Central. The Eagles flew past Hampton 14-6. They improved to 7-2, and they had Bethune-Cookman this weekend, and then North Carolina A&T. Howard University at 6-3 is in the sixth position. They beat FAMU 37-26 this past weekend. Norfolk State's next, and Hampton will be the final game of the season for the Bison. Meanwhile, Langston in the NAIA sealed the deal on the conference title, beating SAGU 14-10. The Lions are 9-0, and they'll be at Wayland Baptist this weekend, while Alcorn State beat Alabama A&M 47-22, improved to 6-3. Up next is Mississippi Valley State and Jackson State. And speaking of Skeege, they're now 8-2 after trouncing Miles. They beat the gold off the Golden Bears of Miles College 50-20. Next up is the SIAC Championship against the Wildcats of Fort Valley State. And Southern University rounds out our top 10 action as the Jaguars improved to 6-3, beating up on Prairie View and A&M 37-34. Texas Southern is next, then a bye week, and then it's Grambling State in the Bayou Classic. In other action this past weekend, Benedict improved to 7-2, beating Kentucky State 20-16. Their season is now complete. Hampton lost to North Carolina Central, as I mentioned earlier. Up next for the Pirates is the Bulldogs of South Carolina State, and then Howard. Virginia Union, who I mentioned earlier, lost to Virginia State. They could possibly get into the D2 playoffs. Fayetteville State beat Winston-Salem State 23-22. They play Virginia State in the CIAA title game this weekend. Meanwhile, Winston-Salem State's season is complete. Albany State beat Fort Valley 34-9 to complete their season, while Bethune-Cookman beat Morgan State 41-28. North Carolina Central's next, and FAMU then in the Florida Classic. And Tennessee State beat Virginia University of Lynchburg 60-0. The Tigers improved to 5-4 in the year. In other action, Lincoln, Missouri lost to Jewell 13-3. Cheney lost to Kutztown 65-0, while Texas College lost to Panhandle State 34-13. West Virginia State lost to Urbana 36-35 in a close one. And I've got a treat for you this week. We caught up with Coach Mike London after the FAMU game where the Rattlers fell to the Bison 37-26. Coach London, in his first year at the helm in the nation's capital, talked about the resilience of his team's comeback after a Hail Mary pass scored a touchdown going into the half.
That was phenomenal. I mean, these guys, they bend but don't break. You know, we didn't play as well as I thought we could have and should have in the first half. But the second half, I thought the defense played well. We put those points up on them, made some explosive plays. And it just goes to the resiliency of the kids now to be down that much on the road and then come back and just have a sense of authority as we went down the stretch here. So I'm so proud of the team and the coaching staff, or how we've been, these players have been approaching this season, the mindset. So man, I just tell you, I just can't tell you, man. We gotta we're on the road, and we go to any place and try to win games, man. It's been it's not over yet, but I tell you what, my expectations have been far exceeded with the effort and just the individual buy-in.
Coach London then went on to talk about there wasn't really an adjustment that happened at halftime for the Bison in their victory. It was getting back to basics.
Well, it wasn't as much about adjustments as it was making tackles. Man, I don't know how many tackles we missed, which extended drives for them. So the second half, we just concentrate on wrapping up, hit what you see, and get guys running to the ball, and did a much, much, much better job. And so, you know, it's one of those things that you got to bring them back to basics. We kind of checked ourselves in the locker room, and, you know, we got back on target.
And leading that go-go offense of Coach Mike London is a freshman from Georgia who goes by the name of Kalen Newton. Yeah, that's the younger brother of Cam. And Coach says Kalen is getting better.
I don't want to start a whole campaign, but if he's not the best freshman quarterback right now, I don't know who is that's out there. To be able to run the ball with authority, be able to throw the ball because of our RPOs and run play action opportunities that we have. To make the throws, and then know when to pull the ball or know when to give the ball. So, you know, understanding towards the end, we weren't trying to run the ball and get out of bounds. He knew that the clock had to run. So right before out of bounds, he got down, you know, in play, and the clock continued to run. So he's getting smarter and better as a quarterback, as a football player. We've still got some room for improvement, but I tell you what, he is definitely a guy that can make this offense go.
Up next for the Bison will be Norfolk State in the nation's capital this weekend. It will be Senior Day at Howard University, and Coach London weighed in on that.
Senior Day, it'll be emotional. It'll be something that these seniors can be proud of because they set the foundation for something that's changed Howard football. You know, and it's just one of those things that hopefully we'll have a large crowd out there and send these guys off the right way, have a great home game opportunity, and just continue the quest, you know. Mission possible.
Howard University head coach Mike London. Don't you go anywhere. At more of the HBCU College Football Report from yours truly, Trevin A. Jones, right after this.
Tune in weeknights at 8 p.m. for the Nightcap. Your favorite slow jams for lovers. Or maybe you want to sit back, relax, and unwind. After a long day at work, you'll need a nightcap. So relax. We'll handle the rest. It's the Nightcap on Urban Media Today Radio.
VIPs get the full treatment everywhere they go. First class this, front row that, and all access everything, right? Well, that's what you get when you subscribe to UrbanMediaToday.com. You'll be the first to receive exclusive updates in entertainment, news, sports, finance, health, and fashion. You'll also have a direct line to our online station that gives you the best in R&B, classic soul, jazz, gospel, old school hip-hop, and more. What else does an Urban Media Today VIP get? How about a chance at winning great prices like free tickets to shows? That's a good price. Gift cards, Urban Media Today swag, and more. And if you don't get enough of HBCU sports, how about an all-access pass to the latest in HBCU football and basketball online? And also on Urban Media Today Radio. And most importantly, you'll receive access to Urban Media Today's podcast on sports, news, finance, entertainment, and more. It's a look inside the urban lifestyle in the palm of your hand or on your desktop. So subscribe today for only a year for $19.99, and we'll do the rest. Urban Media Today is your source for urban entertainment, news, sports, fitness, and lifestyle. So what you waiting for? Log on to UrbanMediaToday.com and subscribe today.
HBCU Sports with Trevin A. Jones on Urban Media Today Radio.
Oh, but I'm not finished, and I got this from my man Lute Williams with Black College Sports Page. How about Austin Howard passing for 400 yards in Southern's victory?
He's our all-time leading passer. He's our all-time leading in touchdowns, and he's played a lot of football. So he give us a chance, and I think he realized that clock's ticking and time is winding out, and you can see the attention to detail. You can see the focus, and when he's on, look out because he can light it up.
Coach Dawson Odoms. And there were four quarterbacks that passed for over 300 yards, and it was one quarterback, Tennessee State's Michael Hughes, who had 6 TD passes. And then there were two more quarterbacks who had 5 touchdown games. That was Bethune-Cookman's Larry Brim and West Virginia State's Matt Kinnock. That's somebody that you guys may have not been paying attention to. But the Yellow Jackets in West Virginia are an HBCU and doing big things. Central State's Kalen Abrams had 21 tackles in his performance. And Stephen Banks from Savannah State had 4 sacks. And I got to go back to Boise State because their quarterback, Amir Hall, he is the real deal. That's why they call him Showtime. He's now passed 3,000 yards passing this season, leading the Bulldogs to their 9-1 mark. Can I talk about some superlatives that happened this past weekend? Well, let's stay with Bowie State because Robert Chesson, the chess man, recorded 342 yards of total yardage. He had 8 touchdowns on the day in Bowie State's victory over Elizabeth City State. And Chesson carried the ball 20 times and he set several new Bowie State CIAA single game records along the way. Chesson set a new single game rushing record with 304 yards and the most points in the game with 48. 48 all by his lonesome. He also tied the CIAA single record rushing for touchdowns with 7, which also set a new Bowie State game record, and he also caught a pass for a touchdown. And you think he had time to do anything else? Well, his quarterback, Amir Showtime Hall, contributed 299 yards passing, completing 17 of 25 passes and a touchdown, and senior Brandon Britton hauled in a team-high 6 receptions for a team-high 80 yards. Talk about a big day on offense for Coach Damon Wilson's Bulldogs. Well, get this. They rolled up 742 yards of total offense, which is the second best in school history compared to Elizabeth City State's 444. Talking about taking out a bite out of a Viking, the Bulldogs did more than that. They took out a chunk. There was another coach that had big things happening for his team, and that was Alcorn State's Fred McNair, as his kicker, Corey McCullough, had an awesome game. McCullough broke the Alcorn State single-season field goal record Saturday in the team's 47-22 win over the Alabama A&M. He drilled 4 field goals and now has made 14 this season. McCullough also punted 6 times for 309 yards, averaging 51 yards per punt.
I tell you what, Corey done a great job throughout the whole year for us, man. He punting, changing the field for us, man, and I trust him on anywhere on the field on field goals, so he's a great kicker, and he's done a great job for us this year, and I'm glad he got the record. It's past him now, so you know we can just move on from that. So, but he did a great job, was kicking the ball for us, and we're taking a little bit of pressure off of him now because we're using another kicker to kick off now, so he's been very solid.
And then Coach McNair also had newcomer P.J. Simmons. He's a running back out of Tallahassee, Florida. The junior broke loose for a career-high 172 yards and 2 touchdowns in the win. And his first touchdown was a 33-yarder. His second was 43 yards. Simmons actually averaged 17 yards per carry. He nearly doubled his previous best of 92 yards rushing this season in the season opener against Miles College.
He's a very patient runner, you know. He's patient in the hole and explosive through. So that's the thing that we teach us here at Alcorn and being patient. No, offensive line doing a great job blocking for those guys, man. I hats off to them and Coach Stanchek for the wonderful job they're doing. So I give those guys much credit as they need it. So PJ did an outstanding job running the ball for us.
By the way, Coach Donald Hill Ely at Alabama State. The Hornets have now won 3 games in a row, and Joshua Hill was a big man in the last game. The sophomore from Mobile, Alabama, picked off a pair of Jackson State passes, both coming in the fourth quarter, and a 13-3 win for ASU. And the 2 interceptions were part of 5 turnovers forced by the Hornets' defense that yielded just 200 yards of total offense.
Josh did a great job of being where he needed to be to defend the pass, and not just defend it, to pick it off. You know, we was able to get a couple coverage pressures on him, and Josh was able to get two interceptions that really changed the game for us.
Coach Donald Hill Ely. Make sure you check out our top 10 poll. It's the Urban Media Today Black College Football Poll. And as we mentioned already, it's Grambling State at number 1, North Carolina A&T at number 2, Virginia State comes in at 3rd, with Bowie State holding down the 4th spot. North Carolina Central is 5th. Howard University comes in at 6th. Langston is in at 7. That's an NAIA team that cracked the top 10. While Alcorn State's at 8. Tuskegee is at number 9. And Southern is holding down the number 10 spot. There's plenty of football action going on this weekend. Make sure you check back for this weekend's preview. It'll be week 11 as we wrapped up week 10. Yep, I know. I just scored another touchdown.
HBCU Sports with Trevin A. Jones on Urban Media Today Radio.